Hello, this is Gary Hutchins with the Sunny Slope Church of Christ in Omaha, Nebraska. This is today's Bible class. A short Bible study, about 13, 14 minutes, but every day, 7 days a week. Keeping us in God's Word, that helps us to stay strong in our faith, because faith comes by hearing the Word of God, Romans 10 and verse 17. But it also helps keep us focused on our relationship with God and also upon our spiritual lives. Help people in your life make these changes, these turnarounds, to become more spiritually minded, more godly minded, by sharing these studies with them every day through Facebook friends, text messages, and other technological means. You may turn a life around. You may help a person get to heaven. What a great blessing for them and for you. So make that commitment and start sharing today and every day. We're going to get back into our line of thought and study. We're talking about each one of our personal faith. Your personal faith, my personal faith. And I want to make this personal. I don't want to talk about faith from a kind of anonymous perspective, just blending into the crowd and talking about everybody's faith. I want us to make the personal applications. So I've made the statement by way of kind of identifying this particular line of thought and study. Your faith depends on you. You can't depend on somebody else for your faith. Some people, I think they think that God just kind of bestows faith upon them. It's a gift from God. And that's not the case. Again, we keep emphasizing in these podcasts, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Or, boiled down, faith comes by hearing the Word of God. So faith develops within you as you get into God's Word, understand it, believe it, and start to make the proper applications to your own life. That's faith. Now, faith is my personal belief, my personal belief. Faithfulness is when I go beyond just saying, yeah, I believe, and I start to make the proper applications to my life. That's faithfulness. I become obedient to the teachings of God's Word that I have come to believe through faith. Faithfulness, I become obedient. I become active in my faith. I become dedicated and committed in serving God. That's faithfulness. Faith put into action through obedience, commitment, dedication, and service. Okay, so we have also used the kind of illustrative applications here as to what faith is. Faith is our crystal ball, assuring us of our salvation and eternal life in heaven. Faith is our telescope, enabling us to see what cannot be seen with the naked eye, and that would be God and Christ, the Holy Spirit, and even heaven itself. But we can see those realities through God's Word and through the effects of God, kind of His fingerprints, if you want to think of it that way, all around us. Faith is also our looking glass into the past, showing us the origin of the universe, this world, life, physical life, that is, our spiritual nature, and our relationship with God. We see all of that and understand it through faith. So the question for each one of us is, how is your faith? It's vitally important to realize that your faith depends on you. You can't blame your weak faith on somebody else or some set of circumstances outside of your life. You must work. You must focus. You must put yourself to the process of developing your personal faith. And then you can put your faith into action and become faithful. Now, why do I keep emphasizing the importance of faithfulness beyond just having faith? A lot of people, they just want to have faith, and that they say, oh, that's it, I've got faith, I'm saved. That's not what the Scriptures say. In fact, James, in James chapter 2, just about the second half of, the whole second half of that particular, the second chapter of that particular letter. So just pretty much the whole second half of the second chapter of James, James emphasizes that faith all by itself, That's not going to get the job done. In fact, we look at verse 24, and this is just one of several verses where he makes this statement. But he says, you see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. So you need to have active faith. You need to have faith that is alive and vibrant. And that depends on you. You've got to work at that. You've got to develop that. Now, we looked at Romans chapter 10, verses 13 through 17. And here the Apostle Paul wrote, whoever calls in the name of the Lord shall be saved. Well, how do we call in the name of the Lord? The Bible is its own best commentary. We looked in Acts chapter 22 and verse 16, when a Christian man, Ananias, who was sent by the Lord himself to teach a man, Saul of Tarsus. Now, Saul would later become an apostle of Jesus Christ. But first, he had to learn the gospel of Christ, and he had to obey that gospel. He had to become a Christian. Ananias came to him, and I'm sure after teaching him, said, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Okay? How was Saul of Tarsus instructed to call in the name of the Lord? By arising and being baptized into Christ for the remission of his sins. We look also at verse 14 in Romans chapter 10. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a teacher or a preacher? Well, again, you've got to get into God's word to know what to believe and how you're supposed to deal with what you have come to believe. Faith develops again as we learn God's word. We come to understand and believe and make the proper applications to our lives. So faith is fundamental. It's foundational to a life wherein we walk with God through Jesus Christ and can look forward with expectation and confidence to a home in heaven with them. We went on to verse 15, and how shall they preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Verse 16, but they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed our report? Now, do you get that? Obeyed the gospel? So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The initial development and growth of your faith depends on your studying God's word, believing what is there, and correctly applying it to your life on a consistent basis. So, whoever calls on the name of the Lord, well, we're doing that when we come to our Lord and Savior in obedience through baptism, that surrender to him as we're buried in those waters of baptism so that the blood that he shed on the cross could cleanse us of the guilt of our sins. Saul of Tarsus was told, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Through the scriptures teach us what we need to know. So if you're weak in faith, probably, almost certainly, you need to get back into God's word and you need to start reading his word on a regular, consistent basis. You need to start studying. As the Apostle Paul wrote, in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, study or be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Now, through studying on your own or by being taught, and one way that people learn the teachings of God's word is they listen to somebody or they sit down with somebody who is teaching them, or they listen to a preacher as he is proclaiming God's word, as long as he's proclaiming it accurately. 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 21, here's the methodology that God has laid out for the church to spread the gospel, teach the gospel throughout all the world. He says, since in the wisdom of God, the world through wisdom did not know God, it pleased God through the foolishness of the message preached to save those who believe. There are a whole lot of people out there, they think they're just too smart, or maybe too sophisticated, or too intellectual to really need to sit down and listen to some preacher preach the gospel. Well, you need to take that up with God, because that is exactly his methodology for spreading, for teaching, for communicating the gospel message of salvation throughout the world. You're not too smart for God. You need to recognize that He is your creator and that He is the holder of your eternal destiny. Now, you make the choice as to that eternal destiny. God wants to give you that home in heaven, but He's not going to make you live a faithful life. You have to make up your mind to do that yourself because are you really smart? Are you really intellectual? Are you really sophisticated? You need to make that choice because you recognize that that is the only smart thing to do. It's the only right thing to do. Well, having learned then, notice what we said again there back there Romans chapter 10 and verse 16. They have not all obeyed the gospel. It's not a matter of just listening to the gospel, hearing it, and even coming to the point where you say, yep, I believe that. I believe Jesus is my Lord and Savior, the Son of God. He is the Christ. I believe that. That's the starting point. Now you've got to put it into action, and the initial action you put it into is you start obeying the gospel. Now, what does that mean again? Well, again, what did Ananias do with Saul of Tarsus? He obviously taught him the gospel, because it is only through the gospel that a person can come to understand their need to be baptized into Christ for the remission of their sins. And so he taught him the gospel, obviously, and then came to the point where he called for a response of obedience to the gospel message when he said, why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. We noted in Mark chapter 16, verse 16, Jesus told the apostles, if you go back to verse 15, go into all the world, preach the gospel to all creation. And then he said, he who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned. So believing is the starting point. But now I've got to obey the gospel. I've got to be baptized into Christ. I've got to surrender to Him in baptism. I've got to become a Christian. And I do that as I'm baptized into Christ. The only two verses in the entire New Testament that have the phrase into Christ, preceded by the means of coming into Christ, is Romans chapter 6 and verse 3 and Galatians 3 and verse 27. Now they're instructive. They say, baptized into Christ. Both of them say the same thing. That's how we come into Christ. We're baptized into Christ. Now remember, James, we read in James chapter 2 and verse 24, but you can read that in two or three other verses of Scripture in that same chapter. He says, faith without works is dead. That's dead faith. You've got to put your faith into action. So it's vital that you understand the fundamental importance of being a diligent, consistent student of God's Word. That Word, God's Word, is going to guide you in the truth that Jesus said will set you free from the guilt and condemnation of your sins and lead you to a home in heaven for all of eternity. John chapter 8 and verse 32. Now, we're going to look further and deeper next time. Let's pray. Father, help us to really pay attention to our faith and to recognize and then follow through that we need to put our faith into action through obedience and commitment and dedication to You. Guide us in this and help us to be an example of this to everybody around us. And all to Your glory, Father. Please forgive us and hear our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.